Remember that Coppertone ad where a dog pulls down a little girl's bathing suit, revealing her white bottom? That drawing was created by Joyce Ballantyne Brand. She died this week at the age of 88. Her daughter was the model for that ad. She was 3 years old at the time. And Sherry Brand Irwin joins me now to tell us more about her mother. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Now, I understand your mom was a little surprised by that ad's popularity. It's become somewhat of an iconic image. How did she create it?
Well, really, back in the 50s, Coppertone was a small company in Florida, and they were going national. And when they went national, they wanted an artist to design their national ad campaign. And she was selected from five other artists that submitted renderings, and hers was selected.
Well, why did she decide to draw you in that image? That image was a little shocking at the time, wasn't it?
Well, she was given directives from an art director, apparently, that to submit something with a baby somehow, involving a baby and a suntan line, and she took the concept from there. So basically, I was three, and the best age for a child to be depicted in playful activities on the beach was that age. So I got to model.
Lucky you.
we modeled for a lot of mom's arts. We were always getting in different costumes and posing for different things that she was doing, so it was nothing unusual.
I understand she also used herself as a model at one point.
She's used herself in setting the stage for, say, a pinup. When she did pinups in the 40s, she would put herself in the position that she wanted the models in. And if she didn't have a model, she'd get in the position and then use that to paint from. She'd paint a fictional person but put them in the position. So she used photographs for every one of her art jobs.
She did 40s pinups?
Yes, the 1940s pinups.
Were they sexy? Were they come-hither-ish?
The famous pinups. As she explains it, it's always an innocent girl caught in a compromising position. And she was one of the top 10 pinup artists.
And I understand she also won a scholarship to be a Disney animator, but it didn't pan out. What happened?
Back in the day when she was invited to be an animator on staff, it was before women artists were accepted. So when they realized she was a woman, that was not okay.
What was her personality like?
She was a very outgoing, I mean, people have likened her to the Auntie Mame story, open a new window, we need a little Christmas. You know, she was just a high-spirited, positive person that had obviously for a woman to be a leader in the 40s and 50s for women in business, period, just to do the portrait artwork that she did, commercial artwork. She's a trendsetter. You know, she really was ahead of her time. We had a very interesting childhood for me. We had friends like Derwick Kirby, Jonathan Winters, and always over. And when you attended social functions, there was always people there, from Jack Parr to Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson to just on and on and on. One time we went to a social event and they were writing the Roadrunner tune right there on the piano. And then they had a little ensemble out in the garden and we asked who they were and they said Peter, Paul, and Mary. So just an example of her life. It was quite fun.
Quite exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
And I understand she enjoyed her daily martini.
Oh, she liked to have a little toast at happy hour and had many great conversations over those times with all of her friends.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Sherry Brand Irwin was the Coppertone baby. Her mother, Joyce Ballantyne Brand, who painted that iconic image, died earlier this week.